KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's foggy, 56 degrees in Atlantic. We look for areas of dense fog this morning. Sky's becoming mostly sunny gradually, a high around 86 with winds variable at 5 to 10. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Less than a tenth of a mile visibility in Atlantic and some other areas around the listing area, and there is a dense fog advisory in effect until 8 a.m. at least for Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. Variable visibilities can be expected at times. That means you may come across abrupt visibility restrictions to less than 1/2 mile, or in some cases less than 1/10 of a mile. So then use your low beam headlights and be sure to allow extra space between you and the vehicle in front of you that you may not be able to see. In the news, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening heard from City Administrator John Lund, who told them he's been stressed out from crunching the budget numbers to make it all work for the city.
You'll be hearing me say the term new revenues and pay-as-you-go a lot more. It's something that I don't want to do. We've had a really good run the past 6 years of being on basically a property tax starvation diet and not raising our utility fees, but it's really not fun for me anymore. It used to be. When I felt like if I just spent the time and used all my creativity that there was a solution that was going to make win-win for everyone, I actually enjoyed it no matter how many hours I spent working on it.
Lund said he's not getting to that point anymore, and the stress level is getting too high for him. Council reminded Lund that according to Councilman Gerald Brink, this too shall pass.
We're not always going to be stuck in the situation that we are right now.
Sure.
So I think that we're all aware of what the financial woes are going to be, and mm-hmm. So we'll be very supportive of what you do.
Yeah, we'll help you all we can.
Yeah.
Mayor Dave Jones said compared to other cities of our size, there are a lot of cities that are worse off than Atlantic.
We're not that bad off. Would you say Atlantic's in the 1-2% of that top tier? We're not, you know, there's other cities a lot worse than we are.
Absolutely.
We are, some of the bells and whistles we've been doing, we might have tilt them back a little bit, but as far as regular operations, I think we can get by without a whole lot of problems. Just the bells and whistles, the extra stuff, we got to think back.
John Lund said on the bright side, it appears the city's local option sales tax, or lost revenues, will not be as drastically off as he feared at the onset and height of the coronavirus. He said state calculations show a lost decline of just 4.2%, which surprised him and is in line with the modest growth the city has experienced over the past 10 years. Lund says Atlantic is incredibly stable and predictable. There's very little that happens here that you can't immediately point to that explains any positive, that explains any explosive growth. He said the recovery pattern falls into the same line of thinking, and Lund says officials with the Iowa Department of Revenue and said Cass County has not nearly been affected as other areas of the state in terms of sales tax lost, and that there may actually be a reconciliation check for the city in November, which Lund said he was not expecting, and there may even be a slight amount of growth over the past fiscal year. Well, in other news, on Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross announced the Department's Economic Development Administration is awarding $13.1 million in CARES Act recovery assistance grants to capitalize and administer revolving loan funds, or RLFs, that will provide critical gap financing to small businesses and entrepreneurs that have been adversely affected by the coronavirus pandemic in Iowa. Among the grant recipients here in Southwest Iowa, the Southwest Iowa Planning Council, based in Atlantic, will receive a $550,000 Economic Development Administration CARES grant to capitalize and administer an RLF that will provide loans to support businesses disproportionately impacted by the coronavirus pandemic in Cass, Fremont, Harrison, Montgomery, Shelby, and Page counties. The Region 12 Council of Governments in Carroll will receive a $2 million EDA CARES grant to foster recovery and resiliency in the business community. By capitalizing and administering an RLF that will provide loans to coronavirus-impacted businesses in Audubon, Carroll, Crawford, Greene, Guthrie, and Sac counties. And the Southern Iowa Development Group Incorporated in Creston will receive more than $1.5 million in grant funds to administer that will provide loans to coronavirus-impacted businesses in Adair, Adams, Clark, Decatur, Madison, Ringgold, Taylor, and Union counties. Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross said President Trump is working diligently every day to support our nation's economy following the impacts of COVID-19 through the CARES Act. These investments, he said, will provide small businesses in Iowa with the necessary capital to rebound from the coronavirus pandemic and in turn create a stronger and more resilient state economy for the future. Well, going out of business, sales are underway at JCPenney stores in Carroll and Marshalltown. And the company announced on Wednesday it will shed 1,000 jobs, mostly from its corporate offices in Texas. JCPenney filed for bankruptcy in May and announced that it would close 152 stores at the time. The company operates 11 stores in Iowa, 9 of which will remain open under its current reorganization plan. Those 9 stores are in Ames, Cedar Rapids, Coralville, Council Bluffs, Davenport, Dubuque, Sioux City, Spencer, and in West Des Moines. Well, Red Oak police report 2 separate arrests occurred on Wednesday. A little before 9 p.m., 20-year-old Logan Dane Anderson of Carthage, Missouri, was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Anderson was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 bond. And at around 8 p.m., Red Oak police arrested 42-year-old Janet Lynn Hernandez of Red Oak on a warrant for a compulsory education violation first offense. Her bond was set at $300. The Cass County Health System officials announced on Wednesday that 2 employees have tested positive for COVID-19. CCHS Chief Executive Officer Brett Altman said, "We're happy to say that our employees are only experiencing mild symptoms right now, and we expect and hope that both will get well soon." The employees contracted COVID-19 from sources outside of the CCHS, and employees are self-isolating at home until they are considered recovered in accordance with recovery criteria from the Iowa Department of Public Health. You can read more about that on the news page at KJAN.com. Taking a look at the funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Shirley Guyette, age 94, of Harlan, died July 6th at her home. Graveside services for Shirley Guyette will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Harlan Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Joanne Karsten, age 68, of Manning, died Monday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Graveside services for Joanne Karsten will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Manning Cemetery. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Richard Matthias Wilberding, age 77, of Erling, died July the 9th at his home. Graveside services for Richard Wilberding will be on Saturday at 9 o'clock at St. Joseph's Cemetery in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Marjorie Gayling, age 92, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Westbridge Care and Rehabilitation Center in Winterset. A massive Christian burial for Marjorie Gayling will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Masks are required and social distancing guidelines will be followed. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. Ruth Maxine Hansen, age 95, of Port Angeles, Washington, and formerly of the Audubon and Exira areas, died July the 8th. Funeral services for Ruth Hansen will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Bill Rustfold, age 82, of Shreveport, Louisiana, and formerly of Audubon, died May 29th. Celebration of life for Bill Rustfold will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Johnson Family Funeral Home has the arrangements. Danny Lovell, age 48, of Adair, died July the 4th in Des Moines. Funeral services for Danny Lovell will be at Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair. CDC guidelines enforced, and a facial mask will be required. Stephen Blatt, age 70, of Shelby, died Tuesday in Harlan. Graveside services for Stephen Blatt will be on July 22nd at 2 o'clock in the Shelby Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Natalie Wheatley Merritt, age 53, of Platte City, Missouri, and formerly of Atlantic, died April 17th. A celebration of life for Natalie Merritt will be August 1st at 2 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. Gary Wilson, age 66, of Manning, and formerly of Griswold, died July the 9th. Services for Gary Wilson are pending at the Recon Funeral Home in Griswold. That is a check of some of the latest area and state news. There is more online at KJAN.com, and we'll have more for you next hour. The news this hour brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.